Now, efforts are underway to save the community hall in Montpellier. A triple peak challenge will take place this coming weekend as part of efforts to raise funds to repair the Montpellier O'Brien's Bridge Community Centre in Southeast Clare. And to find out more about what the issue is with the community centre and what the triple peak challenge involves, I'm joined by their public relations officer. That is Catriona O'Donoghue. Catriona, how are you?
Good, Alan. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
No bother at all. Only too delighted to chat with you and find out a bit more about what the issue is with the community hall and the Triple Peak Challenge. But first of all, tell us about the community hall itself. It's a place Absolutely. I pass by quite frequently. But how long has it been a part of the community?
Absolutely. So initially there was a school there, and I suppose we're setting about redeveloping that old school. So the school was there, it was the hub of community life from 1898 right up until the 1960s. And unfortunately at that time the school closed down, and it was a real loss because, as you know, with schools, they really are the centre of community life. They bring a lot of people together. It brings a great energy to a place. So the school was lost in the 1960s. Now, in the 80s, the community hall, the end of the 80s, the 90s, the community hall was built, and the hall is in use currently. It's a fantastic community. We're absolutely delighted to have it. But what's after happening is the old school, which is connected to the hall, they're all in the same building. The old school has fallen into a great state of disrepair, and most recently we've sought professional advice, and there's actually dry rot in that part of the building, which is spreading to the roof. And as you can imagine, that's quite worrying for us, because the last thing we want is the roof being affected, and that will put the entire community centre in jeopardy, including the hall, which is well used at the minute. So this year's fundraiser, or Triple P Challenge, it's a very important one. It's probably our most important one yet, because we do need those funds urgently to make sure we can treat the dry rot and protect what we have and build on what we have. And so that's why we're running our Triple P Challenge this Saturday. And we're welcoming everyone to come along and join us on the day.
And with the dry rot, I mean, is it easy or difficult to ascertain at what stage it's at? Not that you're not going to leave it there, but what time frame you have to work with before you need to repair it?
We've been told we have kind of maybe till the end of this year to get the treatment done. So it is making its way to the roof, and we've been told that it would need to be done this year in order to protect the roof. So that's why it's urgent. You know, we need to get those funds in. We have someone lined up to do the work. It's just a matter of having the money in the bank to pay the person. And we're very confident that we will get it, and we will treat it and save what's there, protect what we have. We do need the public support to do that as a matter of priority. So we are getting great support. We have lots of people who are telling us they're going to come along on Saturday, and we've received lots of very generous donations so far as well via the GoFundMe page. So we're very grateful for all the support that we've already received.
Well, the Triple Peak Challenge itself, there's a lot happening, and it is this coming Saturday, the 20th of April, Catriona. Fill us in on what these three peaks are.
Absolutely. So we're climbing three local peaks on Saturday. The first one will be Millennium Cross at 8 a.m. in the morning, followed by Mylossa at 10:30, and the 12 o'clock hills at 3 p.m. And I suppose just to say from the outset, Alan, we do want this to be as inclusive as possible. So there's no pressure on anyone to do all three peaks. You can do one, you can do two, or you can do all three. And just so that people know, you know, you can come along. We really do want this to be a social event. It's a great opportunity to get out in the great outdoors and meet our neighbours as well in our community. So don't feel like you have to sign up for all three, but we would love to see people at least one of the hikes. So that's the plan for the day, and we're going to take it at a nice, easy pace. We're not going to be, there'll be one or two who'll probably be racing to the top, but most of us will be just there for the stroll. And we hear that there's good weather on the way. I'm nearly afraid to say it, but the forecast is looking really good, really dry, so there's no reason not to get out with us on the day. So that is the plan, and then we're going to have some music on Saturday night in our local pub, Bonners, some music by River, so everyone is also welcome to come along and join us then as well.
And I'm sure there'll be a great turnout for Catriona, because I'm sure there's great concern in the local community around there, Montpellier O'Brien's Bridge, at the prospect. Obviously, it's not going to happen, because a lot of people are going to help out with this fundraiser, and also the one during the summer, which we'll get to in just a moment. But there must be worry that, if you lost the community centre, it would be a big, big miss in the area.
Well, absolutely. And I suppose we established our committee in recent years because we really felt that we need more and more in this community. You know, I suppose it's somewhat unique in the sense that any village, I suppose, that doesn't have a school or a church, you don't really have a place to congregate. You know, there's no kind of hub of community life, and we really want to create that hub. We really want to do up this old school. It's a fabulous space, loads of character, but it does need a lot of work. And when we do have it in place, it'll mean we can have, you know, a place for people to come, but also for reasons for people to come. We want to have lots of events happening there, you know, coffee mornings, groups for parents and toddlers, maybe some wellness sessions, all of that. But we need this space to be able to create all those events for our community. So it is really, really important. Now, we do have a fantastic sports hall. There's lots going on there at the minute. We have fitness classes for adults and kids. We have yoga group. We have a play group starting soon. There's lots of badminton that happens in the hall. But we definitely feel we also need this space so that we can create more and more events for the local community, because we certainly lack a focal point. We certainly lack a place where people can come together and meet their neighbours and meet their friends and, you know, have something to do together. So, yeah, we do think people are definitely going to get behind this, because, you know, communities do need places to meet and come together. And so that's our long-term vision, I suppose, is to make sure we can make that happen.
Okay, well, people can find out more details as well about the Triple Peak Challenge and how to participate in the Facebook Montpellier O'Brien's Bridge Centre page. There's also, you can Google the Montpellier Hall Triple Peak GoFundMe and find out details there. And I mentioned earlier, Katrina, during the summer you'll be doing a further fundraiser. You're going to be selling postcards.
Yeah, so we've actually had a great fun the last couple of weeks. We had a competition on our Facebook page, a photo competition, and we had absolutely fantastic engagement. I suppose one thing to note about where we live, O'Brien's Bridge in Montpellier, it's an absolutely fabulous, picturesque village on the River Shannon. And so we have a lot of people who would come into this area to go swimming, to go walking, to go kayaking. So lots of people come here and they take great photographs. So we ran a competition on Facebook and we had lots of locals getting involved and also people who visit the area frequently. We had over 88 entries and the public got to vote then on their favourite photographs. It was a tough job and we narrowed it down to 6 winning photographs. So we're just in the process at the moment of getting the postcards designed and printed, and so we'll be selling them then all summer long in our locality. And it's another way you can support what we're doing. So you'll be able to purchase individual postcards or a pack of postcards, and that's another way that people can really get behind us, what we're trying to do in the community centre. So hopefully within the next, I'm putting a deadline, by the end of May the postcards will definitely be for sale here locally. So keep an eye out on our Facebook page for lots of details about that.
Brilliant. Well, look, I'm sure you're going to raise the required funds to repair the community centre and to keep it going. Katrina, the praise is coming in for you. You'd be delighted to know. Text in here, 086 1800 964 says, well done, Katrina, and to the hard-working committee involved in doing up the hall. O'Brien's Bridge is a mighty spot with loads of potential. Yeah, indeed it is. We're big fans of the playground there in our household, Katrina.
Oh, it's a lot, yeah. Very picturesque playground. And I mean, definitely anytime you want to come here on the village tour, we'd be delighted to have you. There's loads going on here. Like you said, we have a fabulous playground, loads of wonderful walks, lots to do on the water, and an amazing coffee shop that we're all spoiled by. So definitely come out anytime, Alan. We'd be delighted to host you.
Brilliant. We're putting you in the diary already, Katrina. Thanks very much, and we'll see you soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Alan. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Support.
Katrina O'Donoghue there, Public Relations Officer for the Montpellier O'Brien's Bridge Community Centre. And hopefully you'll be able to take part in the Triple Peak Challenge this coming Saturday and help all of the guys involved with that out.